Good morning. Coming up on 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and usually at this time we have Lisa Wilson in at 10:10, but Lisa, you had a meeting get canceled, so you're here early.
I did. So I have a board meeting today as well, so when the 8 o'clock meeting got canceled, I requested come early.
That's great.
So thank
no,
you.
We're happy to get you on. This is a good time, so we are excited to hear updates from all things Independence.
Okay. Well, we'll start with recycling. I got a call last week from somebody who enjoys the recycling and the opportunity to drop off things when they're cleaning up their property. And she just said, I thought it was on Tuesdays. And, you know, we had some changes that started the 1st of July, and I thought I might just point that out. You know, we're all creatures of habit, and for years we've been doing things on certain days, and most recently the schedule has changed, so I thought I would just give another update on that information. And I know that the city is working on some signage as well that will help all of us remember what the days are for what activities at the sanitation yard. So recyclables are dropped off at the sanitation yard on Thursdays from 8 to 11 and on the first Saturdays of the month from 8 to 12. So we've always been doing it on the first Saturday of the month, but it's now been moved to Thursdays. And then the debris and appliances and furniture, other bulky items can be dropped off on Thursdays and Fridays from 8 to noon. And then the brush yard is open, and that's where you can drop off all of your brush, your leaves, your limbs. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to noon. So they moved everything to later in the week, basically, to kind of consolidate and make sure that it's front of mind and that it's easy for people to remember. So if you have questions about that, I know that the updated flyer is on the city's website, and it's also on the Chamber's website, so people can go and look that up, or you can give us a call, and I'll refresh your memory. I was looking at the brewery's Facebook page last night in preparation for today, and they have a lot of things going on that we talk about typically, such as musical bingo, and they play that at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, and it's packed in there. Lots of people go in and have a good time with musical bingo. Basically, it's like regular bingo that you play with numbers, only you're playing with songs.
Okay.
I know. And then they have trivia night on Thursdays, but they have beer yoga on the first Saturday of the month, so that'll be coming up shortly because July is almost over, so that'll be Saturday, August the 5th. But I noticed that they have a new light beer, and it's called Indy Light. So that's the name of their, I think, most recent beer. So if you're a craft beer lover and enjoy a light beer, you might go into the brewery and check that out maybe this weekend or on one of those nights and something fun is happening. I also saw one of my favorites because I don't have any problem with beer. I just never acquired the taste for it. But I did acquire the taste for root beer, so
there you go.
Yeah, how can you not? But I plan to go in. I have it on my calendar this weekend to go in and do a root beer float. Now they don't have the ice cream there, unless something has changed. They do on occasion, but not this weekend. So I'm going to go get ice cream at my favorite ice cream place and then bring it in because they allow that.
Which is cool. That's great.
I know. Yeah. So they allow you to bring in food and ice cream and everything. So I'm going to go get a root beer float this weekend. And it's a fun, family-friendly place to go. So think about hitting the brewery for something fun to do. Lots of fun things in downtown Independence going on. Check out all of their Facebook pages. King's Bar and Game Room is new in downtown Independence, and they do a lot of cornhole tournaments in at King's, and they have a new grill that's open, so they've got a good little menu available. But I was looking at their Facebook page as well, and they're having thrift shop night this Friday at 6. So apparently they have partnered with Community Clothes Closet and Saturday with My Sister, which are two stores in our community that have thrift shop clothing, and they're going to have a thrift shop.
Well, that's a unique idea.
I know, it is. And so I hope I'm able to swing by and check that out. But it's this Friday at 6 o'clock, and I thought that was a pretty innovative thing for them to take on. But, yeah, if you're a cornhole player, that is the place to be. It's a huge building. They have lots happening in there. Senior Center. So I'll bounce over to that. Gaining some momentum. Lots of good things are happening there. They're always looking for speakers and things to bring in for all of the seniors to experience, whether it's an activity or if it's some kind of education, some kind of speaker, as I mentioned. So, but they also have movies that they show. So Golden Oldies, according to their Facebook page, will be starting in August, and they're going to play on Mondays. And I believe that's like Monday morning. They're going to have the Golden Oldies, which you can't beat an old movie. And then they'll have their other movie lineup that's scheduled for Friday afternoons at 2. And so you can check out their Facebook page, and it's Independence Kansas Community and Senior Center. And they have lots of offerings. I love to watch their feed come through and all the things that they're doing. And it's available to everyone. It's on the second floor of the library. So if you are in that category and you have free time, go check that out. So this is a big weekend in Independence. We have a lot going on. So Little House on the Prairie will be having their Carry Days this weekend. And it would be Carrie's 153rd birthday if she'd lived that long.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But anyway, it's this weekend. And they're going to be open from 10 to 5. And while you're out on the prairie, you can expect to see things like the replica log cabin that gives you a really good feel for what it was like to live on the prairie back then. You can see the hand-dug well that Charles Ingalls dug for his family. It's written about in many of the books. And they actually lived on the prairie in Independence, just outside of Independence, from 1869 to 1871. And there's also out there a one-room schoolhouse, a post office, and a gift store. And I was looking on their Facebook page and noticed that they have Elk Falls pottery. They have some jewelry that's coming in. So they have an incredible gift store. If for no other reason, you should go out there and just check out those buildings that I talked about, and then the gift store, because there's quite a selection of merchandise. But and the annual Carry Days will be this weekend from 1 to 5, and they will be having live music, cake and ice cream for her birthday, and then there's going to be some presentations about Carrie's life and the life of Dr. Tan. And Dr. Tan is actually buried in our cemetery. And Dr. Tan was the African-American doctor who doctored the Ingalls family during malaria? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a very dangerous time for them, and a very difficult time, and he happened to be the doctor that took care of them. So his grave is marked with some flags out in the cemetery, and there's going to be another guy there that is quite the historian. I just lost his name, but I think it's John Bass. And he's going to be talking all about Laura Ingalls and Carrie and Dr. Tan and some others. So it should be a really good day. You might want to get out there a little early in case it's hot. What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
It's going to be hot. Yeah, okay. It's pretty much 100 every day. And,
holy smokes.
Yep.
Well, they open at 10, so get out there.
That's right.
At 10. Be a little bit cooler. So another cool place to be would be at the Aquatic Center. So it's nearing the end of their season. So you got to get in all your swims while you can, because
don't say that.
I know. But all these lifeguards go back to school. So
it's too bad it has to close, you know, because yeah, August is still plenty hot.
I know.
But yeah, we just the labor there is they have other obligations.
That's right. It's hard to keep it open because it requires a lot of staffing.
Yep.
It's a large facility. Coffeyville has a nice one as well. So I will announce their closing date later on. But right now, you need to get your swims in. And also, I was out at the park this weekend, and right over by the miniature train and miniature golf, there is a splash pad that people may or may not know about. But it's basically a hard surface that has three, I believe, if not four, I think it's three. Yes, it's three. Bronze statues that actually are of kids playing with water hoses, and the water really shoots out of the bronze hoses. And so it shoots into the air on this hard surface, and you're able to experience what we often call a splash pad. So they're working on getting some consistent hours for that so that you'll know when the water's going to come on and you can go out there and have fun. I was out there, as I said, this weekend, and there were a lot of people that I think were over in the park riding the carousel, or they're playing on the equipment, or they'd been to the zoo, and it was, as you said, hot. And it's just kind of a mist of water, so you can get soaking wet if you stand there long enough, but you can also get cooled off if you just walk through quickly. So it's a fun place to be. So check out the Facebook page for Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, and you'll keep up to date on everything that's happening out there. Let's talk about what else is happening this weekend. Got my papers out of order here. We're going to have a ribbon cutting on Friday at Sycamore Valley Driving Range, and they're having their grand opening. And along with that grand opening, we'll do the ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. And out at the driving range, which is actually 3 miles north of town, it's 5450 Highway 75. They're going to have free range balls that you can have to practice your swing from 5 to 8. You can come hungry because Tate's Tater Food Truck will be on site, so they have quite the menu.
I've been there a couple times. It's a pretty good food truck.
Yeah. So the Sycamore Valley Driving Range posted their menu for the food truck, so you'll be able to see what all your selections will be. And then they just recently posted that there's going to be an opportunity to win some prizes and to try to hit Sasquatch to win free tokens while you're there. So they have this Bigfoot cutout that's out there, and I guess you get your club and get some balls and you swing and try to hit it. And if you hit it, maybe you get a prize. So, and if you don't have golf clubs, you know, everybody in my family, except for myself, has golf clubs. But you don't have to worry about it because they have golf clubs out there for you to borrow. And so it's open to everybody and it should be a good time. So that's Friday night this weekend. And then Glow Golf will be Friday night as well from 9 to just shortly before midnight out at Riverside Park. The cost to play is $5. They'll have concessions available. I think they do some raffle prizes. And if you enter the raffle prizes the next day on Facebook, they draw for the winners and things. And that will go on the fourth Friday of the month through, I think, about they'll go a week early in October, and then it'll be over. So your opportunities are narrowing, so you want to make sure you get that done. The fair is this weekend, 102nd 4-H Fair. So when they're not doing their fair thing, they'll probably be at the swimming pool or over at the splash pad. But it's always fun to go out and see all of the livestock, watch the presentations and the competitions, and watch all these kids at work with their animals. So be sure and go out to the 4-H fair this weekend, and it goes on through the 31st. The sidewalk sale is happening this weekend, so come downtown from 7 to 3. There's going to be lots of sales and good bargains to be had. It's called the Inside Out. So typically the sidewalk sale back when I was younger used to be out on the sidewalk, but now because it's so hot this time of year and, you know, people just put their sale items inside and then we can shop in comfort. So there will probably be some things out on the sidewalk, and then there will be some really good sales inside. Also, I might mention that Stuff the Bus is this weekend at Farmers Market. So what is Stuff the Bus? Stuff the Bus is when they bring down the big athletic bus to the Farmers Market, and they raise funds to buy school supplies for the kids. So they have already purchased many school supplies in bulk form, at a very affordable price, and they just need to raise some funds to offset that so that all the kids in the district have all the supplies that they need, not only to start the school year, but throughout the school year. You know, they'll run out of paper, they'll run out of folders, they lose their binder, whatever. And so you can just swing by and visit Jim Kelly, and I'll bet Andy Taylor will be there, and drop off a check to help offset those expenses. Make it out to CFFI, and you can put Stuff the Bus in the menu, in the memo, and help them with that. Or if you want to just bring some school supplies, they'll take those too. So that's always good. And then also this weekend is the Together as One church service. And it's when all the churches in the community, or many of them, get together. And they have a one big service on Sunday the 30th. That's this weekend at 10 o'clock at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center, 1301 North 10th Street. Everybody's welcome. Come comfortable, come in your shorts, come in your jeans, come in whatever you want to wear. Come if you go to church, come if you don't go to church. It's a community worship opportunity, so everybody is welcome. And then that evening, the Aquatic Center will be open from 6 to 8. The churches have got together and rented it, so you can go swimming for free that evening. And they will also be doing some water baptisms that evening as well. So big weekend in Independence. But I'm going to jump back because I want to talk about Mid-Continent Band. So Mid-Continent Band is tonight. And once again, because of the heat, they've moved it inside the William Inge Theater out on the campus of Independence Community College. But because it's July, because it's hot, and because you've heard the theme Christmas in July, that's what the theme will be tonight. And so they're going to be playing Christmas music and Christmas stories, and they're even going to have some music that you can sing along to, so probably some Christmas carols, and want everybody to bring their Santa hat and join in on the fun. I think it would be great because the mind is a powerful thing, so if we can just sing Christmas songs, maybe it'll make us feel cooler, James.
Right? It's all about the thought.
That's right. That's right. And then another thing that I did this past weekend was I walked the trails that are down on Park Boulevard. So they have the MTB Trailhead, which is just between the like softball field and the dog park that are on the east side of the road on Park Boulevard. It's kind of a wooded area, and they have cut a trail for both bikes and hikers, and it is not treacherous at all. If you want to hike for just a brief period of time, go in and stay to the right. That little path will take you about a 10-12 minute walk. And then if you want to go a little bit longer, then where there's a fork in the road, you'll see it when you get in there, go to the left. It'll bring you on around. It's about a 25 minute walk, and it's tree covered. It's beautiful. There's a breeze down in there. Even when with high humidity, it was really an enjoyable walk. And I walked at one morning and one afternoon. So if you haven't been down there, I just encourage everybody to go check it out. Either park your car down there and take a walk, or grab a bicycle and check that out. So let's see. I think we're nearing everything else that I wanted to talk about. The Cancer Support Group is actually tonight. It will be at the Nazarene Church, and it's from 5:30 to 7. It's always the last Tuesday of the month, which is today, believe it or not. So I want to make sure everybody knows that that is available at the Nazarene Church. And then lastly, we have a couple of things coming up. We'll have All Wheels Night and Cruisin' Indy. We have two dates in August, August the 4th. And August the 11th, which will be Kids Night in downtown. So mark those on your calendar. August the 4th, Tracy and the Time Travelers will be playing. And then on August the 11th, Caddy Wampus will be playing. They'll have a Touch a Truck activity for the kids downtown. So it'll be a fun night. And then Independence Goes Back to School, which is a big event that we have prior to the start of school to get all the kids excited. It's always out in the park, and it's Thursday, August the 10th. So be sure and check out the school district's Facebook page for more information, or their website. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and they'll be giving out free Bulldog bags that include a hot dog and chips and a cookie and a bottle of water. Plus, they'll have watermelon out there. the dance team, the cheer team. They also have a spirit camp that's going on that morning. And so you can register to participate in the spirit camp in the morning, and then you perform that evening at Indy Goes Back to School. And then lastly, we have movie night. So movie night will be coming up the last Saturday in August. That's August the 26th. And I'm really close to being able to pick the movie.
Okay.
I got some suggestions from some young parents, and I'll be announcing that soon. But the first one is being sponsored by the Berean Christian Mission Center and the Hub Church. And we'll have face painting. The movie theater is actually going to give us movie popcorn, we'll have popsicles, and lots of other fun activities. So put that on your calendar, and I'll give you, as we get closer, the starting time for that. And then I guess lastly, I would tell you that we have First Friday coming up next week. So it'll be August the 4th, or is that right?
Let's see.
Hard for me to believe.
I know, you're right. It's the 4th.
Okay.
I'm already getting into August.
I know it. And so we're going to have some really good speakers. It's going to be all kind of basically focused on the youth and education in our community. So I'm going to go off of memory and see if I can remember who all is going to speak. So Gary Hogsett's going to speak about Chris Cakes, which is coming to Independence in September as a fundraiser for our Optimist Club, which supports the youth of our community. That's where they flip those pancakes and you have to run around.
You got to catch them.
Yeah, I know. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be at Dickie's Barbecue. So he'll be talking about that. Kurt Seiler is going to be talking about a Hall of Fame program that they're rolling out at the high school, where they're going to be recognizing incredible people that have graduated from Independence High School and gone on to do wonderful things. And we're going to honor them by having them be in the Hall of Fame. And then we're also going to hear from two new principals at the elementary schools. So Dustin Woodward is the new principal at Eisenhower. Brad Carroll retired, and Dustin was hired to take that position. So we're going to be introduced to him. And then Noelle O'Kane is in her second year at Jefferson. So they're both new elementary principals, and we want to just hear from them briefly. And then Independence Community College, who is our sponsor, is also going to have a couple of speakers, and it's Melissa Anderson, who is their athletic director, and Coach Donerson, who is their football coach, and he's their new head football coach, and they're going to both be speaking and talking about all the things that they have planned for the season. So again, Keith Donerson and Melissa Anderson will be talking about basically fall sports and all that will be.
Sounds like a pretty busy time.
It is. It is. Lots going on. So if anybody missed something, or if they had to jump off the radio because they had to go into work, or they came in the middle of our conversation, they can go to our Facebook page, and you'll see a lot of the posts of the things we're talking about. You can go to our website, and all of the flyers that we've discussed are all on there as well, our community calendar. But you can always just give us a quick phone call at 331-1890. We'll help you out.
Hey, it's a great reminder.
Okay.
All right, Lisa Wilson, always good to have you on here, and lots going on. So if you're bored, you're doing something wrong.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Hey, we'll be back to an early bird edition of Open Line. That's coming up next year on the Mighty 690, 77 degrees right now in Coffeyville.